GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sippin', yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah, look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah, yeah. Fresh dinner, look at the gorilla cause I'm good, but I can try to be on. Better cuff your chick, if you with her I can get it, and she accidentally slip and fall on. Oops, I said on, I ain't really mean to say on, but since we talking about, all of you here to say hi to it, I'm done.
Welcome back.
Hey, Breezy. What?
Hold on.
Let me show you how to keep
hold
the dash rolling.
I can't.
When you
I can't stop this.
Over there,
yeah, they gotta let him roll. Hey, you want me to do it? Yes, you do it, Steve. Go, go, go.
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running, and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't, and I won't ever stop. Cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go.
She really, really wanna pop me.
Go.
Just know that you will never flop me.
And I know that I gotta be a little cocky.
Go. You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing, and think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder
him. Welcome back. Welcome back. Baby, 81.50, 93.9 is the number.
He's amazing.
93.9 is the station. He's really on fire. And speaking of fire, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with this sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, ESPN Louisville. We're going to be the flagship all around, but we are now.
A week.
Already.
In 1 week.
No. 1 month and a week.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I try to speed it up.
Yeah, you did. You're a little behind.
Okay.
No, not behind. You're jumping ahead. But we are already the flagship for Louisville baseball. And the Cards head into ACC tournament play this week. I mentioned it earlier. Pool play begins Wednesday when Louisville plays Pittsburgh at 10:50 on 93.9 The Ville. And then Thursday will be again against Georgia Tech at 10:50 on 93.9 The Ville. You can hear all that right here on the ESPN Louisville app.
Thank you for the water, by the way, Steve.
You're welcome.
Speaking of water, I've been had. Okay. I've been made, Nikki.
I'm listening. What happened?
I did something very underhanded, and I basically used you as the blueprint.
Wait, what?
To camouflage something.
Okay. So I'm your fall guy. I'm your Randy Moss.
No,
fall guy.
No. Here's the thing.
Is that Randy Moss?
That's Chris Carter. Nikki.
I was a Vikings receiver. Don't make it racial.
Mm-hmm. Nikki.
Sounds racial to me.
So Nikki.
Well, I didn't say Adam Thielen. You're right. Sorry.
Nikki. Everyone assumes when there's a yellow sandwich bag sitting in the back of the refrigerator.
Somebody just sneezed their eyeballs.
Yeah, I don't know who that
out
was.
Out of their face.
Right? In the soundproof, not soundproof room. I'm just going to say
looking
this.
Looking like Large Marge sent you.
Today ain't the day. Right. Today ain't the day to say that this sandwich is Nick's. I just heard Louie make a snide comment about us, like, you know, vacuuming, yeah, which is funny.
That wasn't directed at anybody.
You know who got that? You know who bought that? Nicky V.
Out of my own pocket. I didn't know that.
That is the best tool around this entire
office. Yep. And who broke it?
Probably Biscuit. But that's just because he's a hefty lad, and I think he was playing with it. I'm not mad at him. He just broke the handle. It still works. It still picks up dirt. I don't have time. Life's too short to get mad at Biscotti for breaking my vacuum. But Biscotti, I'm pretty sure, broke my vacuum. So it's fine.
Nobody confessed to it?
No.
They should confess to it.
Do you think they really would do that?
No. Somebody should confess to breaking Nicky V's vacuum. Or they should replace it.
So I'm just saying.
No, Nicky. You put a note out and say, I want whoever broke my vacuum that I bought for the station to confess.
They're not going to.
Listen, I assumed you broke it. I assumed you broke it.
Why?
The way you come in here and throw and slam and split everything around this thing, I assumed it was you. If you bought it, you should be the one raising hell about somebody else breaking it. You should demand a confession.
Well, I feel like the statute of limitations have run out. It's been about 2 months, but
I don't think you can go back now. Now I demand.
Just start questioning people.
Listen, shotgun in the air.
Yeah,
who broke my vacuum? Look, Omar, come on now.
It is a tremendous vacuum.
Come on, by the hairs of y'all. It's one of those movie theater vacuums, people, and we have the short carpet, and it's important.
Yeah, so you can use it. It's silent.
How much did it cost?
It's like $20 plus shipping and handling. And, you know, a little Amazon Prime coupon. It was fine.
I thought about buying one for the house.
I would expect
they're great.
I would expect reimbursement for it.
Because we have carpet just in
the bedroom. Even if I didn't get reimbursement, I want a confession.
No, I steal crap all the time from the station, so it's fine.
No, see. We're going to talk later on.
I'm kidding. I really don't steal stuff. I think the brass actually is in town. They're probably driving from the airport.
It's you putting up with something like this. You have to demand that you want answers, Nicky.
Still crap from the office.
So here's the thing, Nicky.
Who said the sandwich bag was mine?
Listen, Nicky. This is how I threw you under the bus. I'm Pat. I'm confessing to you as we speak, Nicky.
I appreciate that.
The general misassumption that any bag, any sandwich bag is Nicky's, the misconception. Okay? Because you're the only one that sees value in leftover sandwiches.
Now that you have to agree with. You're the only one that sees value in leftover things.
Like, how is it suddenly mine if... Like, Phil puts it in the fridge. Like, I'm going to, like, the chicken wings
I'm telling you, you're going to be like,
those are Nick's chicken wings. I haven't touched them.
It's a yellow sandwich bag.
Yeah, Nick, like, this one is kind of fair.
Yeah, like, Nicky, this is inarguable.
I feel you, though.
Every listener right now is like, if I said there's a sandwich bag, every host, every on-air, every producer would know not to go to that bag because we know Nicky's the only one that'll dust it off. No, I'm right on this. Okay, so let me continue with the story, Nicky.
Okay.
I purposely knew no one would touch a leftover sandwich.
Teenagers.
Because Nicky's the only one that'll do that, right? So there's no telling what's in that sandwich bag.
I just got a text that said, what about some McDonald's for lunch?
Ooh, that sounds good. We don't have a Monday sponsor.
We don't have a Monday sponsor yet.
I didn't mean to derail that. But it's like when I see that face pop up, and I'm like, look, he's at the crib, the oldest.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, summer break started, and I start. And now we've reached the point where I'm getting, what about some like, so he essentially is sitting there like, hey, Dad.
Yeah, your tone. You need to change your text tone.
So what up with that McDonald's for lunch?
Yeah, just. No, that like, you know what that is? That's Jalen calling me in the middle of the show talking about what you doing.
and listen, and then continuing to talk like I didn't just tell him I'm at work,
right,
son?
Yeah, right. And same thing I've been doing for years.
Of course,
10 to 12.
Of course, I run my mouth and say, "Cool, sounds good. What you want?"
Like, yeah,
I'm just talking about my friend at this point.
No, that's best transition in your life.
Okay,
Because listen, you only got about 3 more times that you can like super discipline him.
Mm?
You got about 3.
That's
true. 8th grade. You got 3 max.
Yeah.
You got to do most of the job before
pushing it's, 6 foot already.
Yeah, you got to do
size 14 shoe.
Yeah,
so he's got potential to go up to about 6'6".
He'll leave a toll on you if you.
No.
Okay, so here's the thing. So Nikki,
the back.
I used your reputation against you, right?
I'm a little stiff, but I'm trying to get this dagger out of my back.
Yeah, because
I've told you how much I hate that
and
how untrue that is.
Right,
what you being stiff, customer.
Ever since the peacock comment.
Two totally different things, right?
So, Nikki, I stashed something in the bag, and the camouflage of the sandwich bag just knew nobody would go near it until this last break. I turned a corner. Oh no! The red alert! They found it! They found my stash! Do you know what I had stashed back there?
Some Twinkies from Korea, from our one listener?
That is close. Steve, will you tell Nikki what I had hidden and stashed and camouflaged back there?
Fiji water.
Okay. Damn it. I don't want to tell the story because it's just.
Keep going. We've already started going down the hole.
Okay, this. You know the Dave Chappelle Pixie segment?
Yes.
With the stereotypes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Feel like I'm a little bit of that because while I'm not usually the perpetrator of the stuff in the fridge, actually the opposite, I did look in that bag earlier. I knew there was a Fiji bottle in there. Because I was like, ooh, leftover witch. So we were. I'm doing
like,
what they want me to do.
Yeah.
So what did you think? You were disappointed when you saw the Fiji waters in it, weren't you?
Yeah, because I wanted to do witch.
Because you wanted a sandwich.
A cold witch is the best breakfast ever, man.
Oh. So what did you do when you saw the Fiji water in there?
Swear, put it in the back, and I was like, damn.
Just do it
literally
right.
That, and then I probably ate something else that was left over in the fridge. But suddenly, like, any leftover becomes mine. And I don't even put it in the fridge half
you
the time.
You went in the bag looking for it.
Actually, no, I just felt it. I just felt the outside, and I was like, that's a bottle, a hefty bottle, pretty fat and girthy in my hand. I was like, that ain't a sandwich. As big as the witch sandwiches are, this is quite turgid and hard. So, not a sandwich. And then I was like, well, obviously, this is someone's lunch, probably Jack or Andy's, because they actually put stuff in the fridge and leave it there, but I catch the strays for it.
That was emergency guest water.
Nice. And you went with the Fiji. Now, is this like an actual Fiji, or did you just fill up a bottle of Fiji?
No, it isn't.
I mean, that's a veteran move.
Listen, was there two in there, Steve? Was it still two in there?
Two.
So, no, it was. I purposely left two back there in case we didn't have. I guess I shouldn't have told that whole story, but. Well, we're due for a delivery, I think.
Mm-hmm. So hypothetically, if I drink one of those.
Oh, you'll be fine. I'll be pissed, but you'll be fine. You'll enjoy every drop of it.
I do like Fiji.
Yeah, me too.
Fiji's like one of those waters, like, I feel like I could do a blind taste test and actually pick it up.
And then Fiji second.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be, yeah. Honestly, and like, that's not just because they're a sponsor. Like, if you were to, it's good-ass water.
Yeah, I do.
Like, some water,
I told you, my dad came in town. And
I've never had water.
My dad came in and he was like,
"You ever had good ass water?"
He was like, "What the hell is this?"
Comes from a geyser.
Okay, so
we got the earth's anus.
We got the water confession.
Geyser.
We got the water confession.
Yeah, we got that.
Somebody asked a question and it's a break. It wasn't the 335, but I did like that thought and that question.
Well, I was going to bring up a comparison to watch for with this Reuben Owens commitment.
Gets you on the radar.
It does, but somebody on the text line, actually, and I'm totally just stealing this from the text line. It was great opinion.
could it be a CJ Spiller moment for Louisville? And what you mean by that is Clemson was Clemson. They were Clemsoning. It was Clemsoning. And they were good. But then all of a sudden, it's like, well, you know, this kid, CJ Spiller, you know, he's going to SEC school. He's going, you know, and then it was boom, he went to Clemson. Like, oh. And that was kind of when things started to change.
Dudes.
Yeah, for Clemson.
Come light it up.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, wait a minute now. This Reuben Owens thing, I don't know if Louisville's going to get him. We'll see. You know, I mean, I think they obviously got a shot if he's canceling Georgia visit to come here. But you get the number one running back in America, a top 20 kid overall, five-star out of the state of Texas, to come to Louisville. That changes the game, man. Like, that's a game-changing. I mean, Pierce Clarkson, all these guys are awesome. That's a different level. That is, we haven't seen a kid like this, you know? Like, wait a second now. I think it could.
Lamar Jackson's his favorite player, right?
I hope
Just tell me something like that.
I sure hope so. It could. It could be, though, that I don't want to say like, because I don't think it's a culture change, but to me, it would be if a guy like him comes in, commits to Louisville, this class would probably stay in the top 10 at that point.
Locked.
Yeah, you would probably say, okay, this is probably going to be a 10 to 12 class, maybe higher, depending on what they get. Because Madden Sanker's still out there. Some different ones are still out there that are big-time commitments that Louisville can still get. But the Owens commitment would be on a total another level. And so I think what the texter was saying, it could be a moment where you're like, hey, we may go back in history and say, yeah, it changed for Louisville when they got, you know, that kid, you know, the of course, like I said, Clarkson, all those are good. We've had kids ranked that before, you know. Now they're bringing in a couple other dudes, like the Aaron Williams. I mean, he's going to be a top five all-time commit. I mean, I think there's somebody else in the class that's up there. But I'm just – do you get what I'm saying, though? The Reuben Owens commitment, I mean, we're talking number one running back in America out of Texas.
Am I being such a loser that I'm excited that you're even getting him to get to your campus?
No.
You know, I mean, because I don't want to do low standard conversation, but man,
he canceled Georgia to come to Louisville. No, just getting him on campus is exciting.
He didn't take a lot of. What day is he coming?
He's coming the week Pierce Clarkson, all him, the 17th through the 19th, that big visit weekend.
17th through the 19th.
I think it's the 17th through the 19th. Don't hold me to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just massive.
What are we? Oh, God. We need to get the message over to them and say, look, make sure those kids are listening at this certain time.
Number 17 national. Number one running back in America, number three player in the state of Texas. That's his composite, 247 composite, 17th ranked player in America. Number one running back, 99 rating. His offer sheet is yes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. The answer is yes.
But is LSU on there?
Yes. His crystal ball right now is about to go down in here. His crystal ball is Texas.
Of course.
Yeah. As it should be.
They're going to bag him to death at Texas.
Listen, this is not one I'm holding Scott Satterfield to the fire
yeah,
for.
Like, right, yeah. Right.
But Louisville's going to have to sell him on. We're going to be special. Like, you're going to have to sell him on, hey, man, we're going to go beat Texas. Be the guy that comes here and does it. Like, you know, they're going to have to sell him on that. Yeah, and like I said, this is not one, like, if he goes to Texas, he's Satterfield can't recruit. You know, like, you can get Pierce Clarkson, but he can't get Reuben Owens. You know, it's like, okay, no, that's jackassery. But
just our visiting pictures are going to be legendary.
Let me say this. I said this to you as a joke. You get... I said, uh-oh.
I'm listening.
I was looked up in my window. I was uh-oh. Hey, listen, you get Reuben Owens, you get an extra year. You get an extra year.
There we have it.
Yeah. I mean, you do.
Have you said it yet? Have you said it?
Oh. Listen, no. I think the moment's passed with Lole.
But if he were to get Rubens, what would the case be?
I'll make a song out of it.
I'll
make a song out of it, and I'll perform it on Middays with Marcus.
Steve, I'm not even kidding. I will find some auto-tune, and we can make this thing. I mean, Le Batard did a whole damn musical.
I know.
We can do the musical stylings of Steve Rundridge.
I can participate.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, like he can sing the hook and then like you could rap on it or something.
I mean, but and I'm curious what people think about that, because to me, you get the number one running back in the country with what you have.
Poll question.
Oh, we're doing a Bet Rivers Twitter poll.
Let's do it.
I love it.
They don't sponsor ours over here.
Okay, we're doing a Twitter poll.
Our Twitter poll is open for sponsorship on this side.
Fair enough. At least on this show.
So Nikki, if Scott Satterfield landed the number one recruit or the number one running back in America, how many? What kind of extension would he get? Go 0, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, if Scott Satterfield, should I put Frederick Scott Satterfield? Scott Satterfield lands the number one recruit in the country.
Number one running back.
Sorry. Running back. My bad.
Steve, why'd you say that? He's like, no, you're semantic.
Should I put his name?
No.
The number one running back in the class.
No, in the country.
All right. In the country. How many years.
Or just say, does he automatically get another year? I mean, not, you don't have to say it like this, but I mean, does he automatically get another year?
But we need multiple options. So, okay, so you want to do yes or no?
I mean, I would say, does that mean record be dang, you get a chance to coach that class, right?
We'll let Nikki. You can do a yes or no question.
Nick is the Twitter.
Or
man.
You can do a 0, 1, 2, 3.
Midday's the Marcus Bateman.
Don't
Steve
tell
Rubbish.
Us.
Twitter poll number.
No.
I know. I won't say it.
For me personally, like, just at least here, you can do the Twitter poll, however. But like, I am wondering if people feel, because I think I would. I think I say, dude, you get an extra year. I don't care what the record is this year.
Yes, you do, Nick.
I will. Yeah. I mean, I'll be upset.
No. Right up until the point of the season, you'll turn into, I don't care what recruit he brings in.
Okay.
Listen, I've lived through seasons with you, and I know what pain, I know what real life pain does to you. Listen. Shout out to the University of Louisville football. Listen, when we're sitting in there and we see Rocco Gasparo shooting up and down that place, taking care of business, and we sit in that seat, Steve, and we watch games, I know the real Steve comes out.
I know.
And right now, you're just selling. You're selling your soul to the sports gods right now for some excitement like that.
Yeah, but man, to know I have the number one guy.
What would you have given up for? Listen, how many years would you have given Bobby Petrino if you could say, Lamar Jackson wins a Heisman Trophy. How many?
Like, you look, you sat through a bad year.
You would have said, I'll give him 10 years extension if he has somebody win a Heisman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Retroactively. Okay, Steve, I'm going to give you, listen, Steve, I'm going to give you a win over Florida State on College Game Day and a Heisman Trophy winner in the same year. How many years would you give Bobby Petrino?
It's just lifetime. Lifetime.
You would have counted him up in a heartbeat. Now, and we believed in Bobby. So
now listen. Here's the thing. When Lamar Jackson hoisted the Heisman Trophy, I said, we'll never see this again. We'll never see another Lowell Cardinal hoist the Heisman Trophy. I never thought you'd see it, period. After Bush went down, I was like, that was the shot.
Until.
Yeah. So that was
Ruben
the shot.
Owens gets on campus.
Yeah. And with Ruben Owens, I think
Satterfield had Javian Hawkins as a sleeper. He might be the one to get Ruben Owens as Heisman.
Oh, man.
Look what he did with Javian Hawkins, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I pulled up Ruben Owens' highlights. The first thing says Ruben Owens goes off for 300 yards and 6 touchdowns in Texas playoff game.
Hey, wave at this guy.
He works next door.
Yeah, he didn't wave back.
He can't see you.
He can see me. I got a head the size of a freaking billboard. He can see me.
Nikki.
He didn't wave back.
Listen.
He made eye contact. Nikki. I waved. He turned around. Nikki. See, look. Coop. Hey, oh, yeah. How's that? He waved back.
Nikki, if I sent you outside and I told Steve to go in that producer's booth and hold up a series of fingers, you would not be. It would take you at least.
He made eye contact.
You thought.
I know when someone's looking at me. My eyes are up here. That's how I know. They're not usually looking at my eyes. Half the time, they don't get above my waist.
I can't believe that you don't see the weird looks people. They're looking at themselves in the reflection.
There was eye contact, Marcus.
You know what just happened, Nikki?
What?
Pictures. You know, in all the scary movies,
yes.
How somebody's behind
the eyes, photo. You think the eyes follow you?
Yeah, Nikki, that's what it looked like.
But
to
the
you.
Timing, Marcus, the timing was eye contact, goofy wave. I'm going to turn around and pretend like I didn't see this jackass. And also, let's be honest, we're going to do it. He looked like a guy that went way back. A little bit of a tight ass.
This kid's awesome.
I mean, right? Come on.
There's a reason people put their hands up to their eyes and do the little thing.
I'm not buying it, Marcus.
There's a reflection.
He was a waiver avoider.
You sent him to me?
He was a wave avoider.
You signed this guy. Look, I don't care if you go out there and everybody stands there and takes a piss.
This
be the best football player ever to come in a Louisville.
Better than.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben. Abort, Steve, on 939 The Ville. Taking they fly close, they eyes close. We getting loot, no doubt. Check the word of mouth. Unheard about guns go off and now we're murder out. I'm out. My raps play the part like and get smart. Secret agent and amazing. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. One more time, Steve. Can you take a second to remind everybody where they can catch the postseason run begin for the University of Louisville men's baseball team?
Yeah, and it starts this week. It's helping out with my Disney-itis coming up. But it's ESPN Louisville, your flagship station for Louisville baseball. Wednesday. Louisville versus Pittsburgh, 10:50 right here on 93.9 The Ville. And then Thursday, these two games are already set. Louisville versus Georgia Tech, 10:50 on 93.9 The Ville right here on the Louisville app. Texas says, Steve, I did the Orlando to Louisville drive this weekend. It felt like a two-day rally race. I ain't doing that again. That drive was so bad that's what
How
pushed me to
bad was it?
Yeah, it pushed me to start flying.
I felt terrible for Patty Ice. Just speaking of rally races, he was trying to defend NASCAR versus NBA basketball having a game tonight with Dina. I was like, ooh. It's just, speaking of defending choices, Nikki, I got to tell you a little story.
I'm listening.
Listen, we're going to talk about Kenny Payne and his opinions on one Roosevelt Wheeler. But I got to throw in this little extra.
And Jalen Withers. He's got some out there.
I haven't seen that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I just saw it. Oh. talk about that later. Huh? Okay. So Nikki, Steve has been trying to sell me. Nikki, I need your attention on this one.
I'm listening to everything. I'm listening to everything.
Are in town. Actually, you're having a very important
day. Are you going to tattle on me?
Nikki, listen.
You just did the Amatel bomb.
Hey, and Nikki, they're really listening.
I know. Yeah. I hope they're not really listening to that. Yeah, not. Yeah, great.
They're like,
thanks.
So does Marcus die daily? Yeah, he does.
Marcus just gargle.
So this is what happens. Steve's been trying to talk me into getting AirPods.
Okay.
Says, listen, it's an investment. You know.
Oh, good tester.
He says, do it.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't wait for this.
160. You know what? You saw? I said looking for about 150, 160.
Yes.
For some good AirPods, right? So I've been exploring the idea.
Right.
I don't want to be typical delegation guy who talks loud on the phone out in public. And sometimes I just can't help myself. I'm talking to Steve and we're deep into sports. And I don't want to be that guy on speakerphone because I'm like, mind your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but I probably need to, and I hate the wires. So maybe it's time for me to venture into the world of the AirPod, right?
They're awesome. It's great. It really is. And I know Marcus is weird about stuff. And dare I say anal about stuff. And
a lot of butt stuff today.
Yeah. And he, it was good to know that the brass was listening while we were talking about the anus.
I'm glad. So, that's what y'all get.
Peacocking in people's faces.
That's what y'all get. But it was, It's one of those things where I don't suggest a lot to Marcus. So he knows. I think we have a running relationship where I'm like, hey, man, listen, you need to really do this. Like, for real. Like, he'll at least look into it.
Right. So you were saying, like, hey, man, like, this is, this is like, we have friendly banter, but this is one I
think.
He
doesn't get a cool, like, every cool thing, just, oh, you need to do this. Yep. But then you sound like the jerk guy who's always telling you what you need to do, and it's like, dude, shut up.
Which is why you should advertise with us, because we only talk about things that we really like.
Right. Okay.
Or can speak to, like me with erectile dysfunction. Yes.
So, he suggest the AirPod, right? So, you know, sometimes I make little nightly trips, you know. So I'm in Walmart and I'm kind of looking in the section. You know, let me go price. This is how I price first. I go see how it feels when I look at the price.
Oh, the sticker shock?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And just imagine me like actually paying for it. Like, ugh, you know, like, no. You know, but sometimes you have to actually be in reach, because you know, so you can scroll through Amazon and it might not feel the sting the same way, right? You just kind of read it, you know, read something. Here's the thing.
Oh, that's a good point. I could drop $300 on Amazon like that.
And it's like it'll get here, you know. So just sometimes in the store, it just gives you a ugh.
Oh, it says you can get Apple AirPods for $118 on Amazon right now.
Hey, okay. Really?
So here's the conversation. So I'm in Walmart, right? Looking at them. It's a little stingy, right? Mm-hmm. So I moved to the right a little bit. Now we're in like Beats or, you know, just whatever next model, you know, just Bose or something, you know, Bose might be a little more, but you know what, you get my point.
Right.
You move over to the right a little bit. Now they're some other brands. Sony.
By the way, Bose are the Fiji water of headphones.
Really?
They really are.
Okay. I do know that.
They're legitimately better. Like, it's like, no, this is better.
This is like an AirPod is good, but you're paying for the brand.
Bose.
But a Bose is
the sound.
You're going to pay for it, but it's the best.
But it's worth it. It's juice the worth the squeeze.
Yeah, so this is what happened, Nikki. Move to the right. Now it's down to about, you know, some brand. Like I said, Sony's when 119. Move to the side, Panasonic 89. And listen, I'm getting these little endorphins, right? And I hear Steve on one shoulder like, Marcus, go back to the...
is he the angel or is he the devil?
He's the angel saying, go buy your legit Apple iPods like you're supposed to do with your Apple phone. And Marcus, the devil, keeps
just
on going.
Over there like, hey.
Cheaper. Cheaper.
Yeah.
Listen, so I keep moving to the right. Now I'm at 49. You know what I'm saying? I'm You know, this is Yaibitsu, but
oh jeez, you're going to the. If you have a hard time pronouncing it, that's listen, when you know maybe maybe.
Listen, I'm at Yaibitsu, and I'm like 49. I'm like, because you know I hear about people losing them all the time.
Right.
So maybe I need to start off with the Hashitashis. You know, the Hashitashi 1000s.
Hashitashi 1000.
Do you know where Hashitashi comes from?
No.
Steve, are you familiar with Hashitashi?
I have not.
Texters.
At all.
Texters, please. YouTube or texters. Please educate my non-delegation friends.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if this was a delegation
thing. Yes, it's 100% a delegation thing. They will tell you where the Hashitashi comes from.
Like a chip.
Listen, just read and don't say it out loud. I want to see how many come up before you.
Fair enough. Hashitashi.
No, you better not be punching me.
I promise I'm not.
Okay, so Nikki, I'm at the Hashitashis. Right?
Don't you do it, Steve. Don't you do it.
So, Nikki, I end up in front of 1999 for some AirPods, right?
Wait, $20.
$20.
Okay.
At Walmart.
Well,
At Walmart, Nikki.
There's a couple have come up.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
From a TV show.
So, Nikki.
That's funny.
I went through the whole thing, right? 19. I'm like, man, that's crazy, right? I go to the next aisle and look up in the clearance. And I look up.
What, you're trying to beat $20?
I see the Walmart clearance sign, yellow sticker, right?
No.
$16.50.
Wow.
I'm like,
sign me up.
Boom. Listen, can you imagine Steve laughing at me when I told him what I did? Because he knows this is totally something I would do. And again, this is a trial version.
Okay.
I don't expect them to really work. I expect a catch when I open them, right? I expect something bad.
Yeah, like there's only one of them or something along those lines. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I end up, of course, taking my 1650s, right? And I take them to check out, right?
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Check out. They say $2.75. Excuse me?
Wait. That's the price of a Fiji water.
These AirPods.
Don't call them that.
Yeah. The ghost of Steve Jobs is going to sue
us. Listen, you know what I was going to do? I was going to do like Fair Mods or something.
Yeah.
These Fair Mods, right? Fair for a moderate price. Hold on.
The ghost of Steve Jobs.
Sorry, listen.
Yeah, sorry. I'm dealing. I have two children that are 10 years apart. And look, one of them's trying to talk to his girlfriend. The other one was bugging him, so he locked the one out. So the one's running in there tattling. And
here we go.
It's a lot. Okay.
The Fair Mods.
Yeah.
When I checked out, they were $2.75.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
Shit took them back. Oh, my God. Something wrong with these.
So, listen. So, I'm laughing with Steve as I'm telling him the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably vax your ears.
I don't think that's so bad.
Yeah, of course.
Put them in there.
Gotcha.
$2.75. Bang.
So listen.
This Hashitashi looks awfully like the Pfizer logo.
Fair Mods.
Got these new Pfizer pods. Like, yeah.
Fair Mods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I go home. I'm charging them, right? Keep in mind, no instruction manual. Don't know how they work, nothing like that. I was supposed to go try them out Friday night. Some other events happened. I'll have to tell y'all about it. Very exciting stuff. So I think Saturday I finally get to try them out, right? Mm-hmm. Get charged up, try them out, boom, boom, boom. They're operational. They're 100% operational.
But they're translating everything into Arabic.
Listen, I'm talking on the phone. I'm riding. I'm running my errands, right? I get out the car. I automatically switch over.
Okay.
I'll even take it a further step. Caught me off guard. So I'm riding, right? Listen to them. I haven't transferred back to my car thing, right? And this is what I did. I scratched my ear when I was driving.
Yeah.
Scratched my ear. My phone hung up. I was like, that's weird. So, you know, I'm talking on the phone, and I call right back. You know, it's like, my bad. You know, my phone hung up. You know, whatever. I was like, damn. I was like, I think I just did something. Like, I was like, can you turn them on and off? And the girl goes, yeah. She's like, if you tap it twice, you know, they automatically shut off. I was like, shut up. So I'm riding in my car.
Deep, deep.
It shuts off. So not only...
You like the sound effect, by the way?
Are they, you know, $2 a cent? They actually shut off with the tap and answer with the tap.
And it works.
And your regular ones do that, right?
Yeah, or you just say, call for him while I'm on a jog or something. Say, call for Marcus. Do you want to take it?
And that's what I'm supposed to try next.
Yeah, I'm like, no, yeah.
I don't think it does the talk.
Oh, yeah. When I say yeah, you're on the line.
But is that you connected to Siri?
Even though it's funny if the wife sends a sexy text or something when Siri reads it, you're like, oh.
Okay, see, I haven't tried the talking feature yet.
It's like from wife.
Listen, I'm not advanced enough to try the talking feature yet.
Marcus's texts are funny when Siri reads them. Yeah, because then I don't even have to pull my phone out. Look, I'm just doing it. It's like Marcus says,
"You
can you yeah, can you believe these mother?" And it would say it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the adorable Siri
voice. Yeah, I know, it's awesome.
Just like, oh, that's
so
great.
This is what I did. I enjoy my AirPods.
Oh, good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You know what I did next? Went back and bought 4 more packs.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Were they 2-something a piece?
When I went back?
Uh-huh.
They were $2.
$2
a piece? What? All right. How much you want one for?
That is stupid.
How much you want one
This
for?
Is funny, Nikki.
You've had a pair right here. You could have just taken for the past.
This is funny, Nikki.
These have been here for 2
listen,
weeks.
This is funny. I sat in the bag, right? And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to make Nikki and Steve try these pair out. Just because I'm right on this
one. Okay. I mean, I'm willing
things,
to listen.
These things work. Y'all, I'm going to give y'all a pair, and y'all are going to hook. I figured I'd throw a pair in my glove compartment.
Right.
You know, just have a couple pair, you know, just emergency. Because, again, my biggest fear was losing them, because everybody talks about how they lose them so easy, you know. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to go big dog.
Do they come
first.
With a case?
Exactly like that.
Okay.
Listen, they got the case, the snap-on lid. They kind of, like, my fingers are a little big, so it's kind of hard to pluck them out.
It's May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
How long do they last? What do you give them?
By the 4th of July, these won't work.
Because I'll lose them?
No, because they just won't work.
You don't think they'll work by July 4th?
Yeah, they won't work.
Ooh, I kind of like that. Do we want to put up a second Twitter poll over or under on when these things break?
I'm going to give you one chance to retract that.
No.
Okay.
No, July 4th.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you
1,000% with Steve.
I'm gonna give you one caveat. Wait. First of all, I thought that was gonna be like that. These been working pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you one chance to back out, Steve.
Okay.
That ONN Walmart brand been performing.
They
man.
Are good. They are. They have been good.
And that's what they are. They're ONN. And listen, anybody doesn't believe me.
Wait. Like the Mike Gundy ONN.
No.
What was that?
That's what we watch. That's what Marcus watched when he's at home.
Oh, A-N. Okay.
Programming.
Say,
listen,
wait a second. Now.
Listen, my favorite 10 shows are... I'm not going
to
tell you.
Somebody favorite. Said Steve's about to get vaccinated through an inner ear with Fauci pods, and Nick will get his 4th booster.
So...
Hashtag COVID free.
O-N-N is the Walmart brand.
Are you?
I don't know.
Is the Walmart brand.
I got to stop kissing you, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, Nikki? The Walmart brand.
Okay.
O-N-N. O-N-N. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And listen, they've been putting out some pretty good products.
July 4th.
Steve and I, 1,000%.
I just don't think
Steve, here's the thing. Marcus, don't take this the wrong way. I'm happy for you. But you have the quantity to make up for it. if they don't break by July 4th, I'm going to be pissed off because it's like, how the hell have I missed out on this?
Listen, I do know that anybody doesn't believe me. If you want to try it and challenge, if you want to take the July 4th challenge, you go to Fern Creek. There's still about five or six left. Fern Creek Walmart.
Well, now they're not. I mean, they're all gone now. They got to be.
No, because where they are, they're like in a just a, okay, you know.
They're hidden. Okay, all right. No, I'm saying the Middays listeners are on the way.
You know where the, you know how they always have a lot of cases? And you just kind of like, you don't even look at the cases anymore. They're kind of
it's like the
noise.
One with all like the dented soup and stuff.
Yeah, it's just,
the clearance. It's not
noise.
All that way, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff you're just like, ugh.
It's around a bunch of cases, so you don't even like, what are the things, the pop sockets or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't even look at those things anymore. You know what I'm saying? So in Fern Creek, like I said, somebody's going to go in there and say, where is it?
Somebody said I bought a 50-inch ONN smart TV for $250. It still works great.
Don't sleep on ONN.
No, I mean, you're right.
But I do understand y'all should be rooting for these things to fail.
Yeah, understand.
I want you to spend more.
Understand it's nothing personal.
Yeah. I would say, listen, if I spent my
paycheck.
Listen, if I spent my money for the big dog something and somebody got the super cheap something and their super cheap worked as good as my big dog, I'm gonna feel some kind of way because I'm
a little salty, yeah. Just a little bit.
And I can't wait to hear Steve say, "Oh no, but the quality's just terrible."
Yeah, I'm gonna move the goalpost.
Yeah,
but the quality. If you want to sacrifice quality over
everybody, sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. May he rest in peace when you talk in
for
this.
A couple extra bucks.
No, listen, I'm telling y'all. For the first 48 hours, it's been awesome.
Somebody said, "Marks, I've had my ONNs for over a year and they're still working."
Really.
It's a lot of positive. I'm gonna go July 4th.
Yeah, I'm taking the under on that.
I'll take my chance. Look, Phil.
Shining.
Way to go, Phil.
Could have been you.
No, I was just like Phil, just in here.
Midday's Marcus Fabian on 99 DeVille.
Yeah, I'm here every Monday.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.